Well, 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 look who it is. What an interesting turn of events we have here. No, now that you mention it, the CEO generally doesn't conduct job interviews. But I saw your name and, well, I just couldn't resist. So, why don't you tell me, what makes you think you're qualified to work at my company? Of course, this is how I want to play it. This is a job interview. What else would I do if not ask you about your skill set? Good. That sounds like a lot of experience. Point of order, a business which went under. What? How could you suggest that? Enjoy this. Me? Seeing my greatest rival begging me for employment? What kind of monster would enjoy something like that? Begging might be an exaggeration, true. But we both know you need this job. Your name isn't going to get you anywhere in this industry anymore. Not after some of the allegations. No, actually, I don't know that. You see, I've tried to find out what happened, but someone has been working very hard to keep it all hush-hush. All I know is what's being bruited around. You proved yourself untrustworthy, ruined the name of your firm, let some important clients down. Well, I'm not sure what to believe, but I do know one thing for sure. Your firm collapsed because of some very unfortunate lawsuits. So, why don't you tell me, what did you do? Build a bridge that collapsed? Tell someone a sinkhole was structurally sound? No, I don't believe that. From someone else, maybe, but not from you. No head for business, my ass. You built your firm bigger than mine. What really happened? Oh, come on. I don't give a shit about the NDAs. There aren't any cameras in the room. It's just you and me. You won't get caught. You know I can't give you a job if you don't explain yourself, right? Your name is pretty much mud right now. If I hire you, and that's a big if, I need a damn good reason. I don't have to share that reason with anyone, but it needs to be there. Oh, come. Hey, no. Come back here. We're not done yet. Look, I know you. I know you didn't scam a client, and I know you didn't make anything that failed. Just tell me what happened. All right, I'm sorry. I shouldn't have been acting like that. I don't get many opportunities to one-up you. I was just trying to have a little fun. I promise working for me wouldn't be like that. Please talk to me. I really do want to help, but I can't unless you let me. Not a word will leave this room. I promise. And they decided to sell it anyway? Why even consult you then? Wait, stop, let me guess. You, realizing that people were going to get hurt, blew the whistle, and in doing so, broke your contract, exposing you to all kinds of nasty reprisals. Should have kept your mouth shut. You'd still have a company if you had. Of course I would have. I worked way too hard for all of this. You think I'm going to lose it because I got a little sappy? Maybe you really don't have a head for business. Obviously, you're an idiot. Was that even a question? But you're an idiot with integrity. I can respect that. Tell me the name of the company that did this to you. I'll make sure word gets around not to take any contracts from them. All right, I see your point. That would be a bit too traceable of an NDA violation. How about this? You tell me who it was, and I just won't accept contracts from them anymore. Since you went out of business, my firm is the biggest name in engineering. Even if I'm quiet about it, anyone competent will see what's going on and follow suit. They'll only be left with idiots like Pike to work for them. They won't last long from there. Does that sound like good enough vengeance? Of course it would be good business. I don't want to associate with a company with a record like that. It'd be a terrible idea. For you? You'd think I'd do something like this for you? Keep dreaming. We've been rivals for years. No, not enemies. Never enemies. You did? You never acted like it. Well, no, I suppose I didn't show you much respect either, but come on, you had to know. I guess we've both been blind to the other this whole time, haven't we? Too bad this is how we had to find out. Oh yeah, of course you're hired. That was never a question. You have way too much knowledge and experience to pass up. We'll make you a VP of something, and you'll be on the board within a year. Of course they'll question the decision. Damn gadflies criticize everything I do. But I didn't get to where I am by doing what people told me, and neither did you. All right, wait a minute. That's not how I meant that. I meant your company. Although, if you think about it, both interpretations are correct. Sorry, too soon. You know, I think this is the beginning of a beautiful partnership. Look at what we've both accomplished alone. Together, we might just punch a hole through the sky. What if you... Well, I was just thinking, if I'm going to be hiring you, I should probably have a way to contact you, shouldn't I? Oh, is it? I don't believe I saw your number anywhere. How could I have missed that? Well, since I didn't see it earlier, would you mind just putting it into my phone? Yes, those are my personal contacts. Friends, family, romantic interests, bitter enemies, etc. Well, I'm not sure which one you are yet. Would you like to find out together? Perfect. Now, I'm very sorry, but this interview has already gone well beyond the allotted time I had for it. I am very late to a board meeting. Can you show yourself out? Good. I truly am sorry for this. I wish I had the time to be a little more polite. Perhaps you'll let me take you to dinner sometime to make up for it. Yes, I think I would enjoy that as well. I'll call you later and then we can try to figure out what kind of partnership this is going to be.
Finally! Yes, yes, yes!
We're going on a date. Wait, did I play it cool enough? Oh no, what if he suspects? No, surely not. I was cool, right? Yeah, I did fine. Oh, we're going on a date.